Rahm Emanuel calls for ban on federal employees betting on prediction markets. Rahm Emanuel is proposing to bar federal officials and their families from wagering in prediction markets. Scope and motivations. In a move aimed at spotlighting what he calls a deepening culture of corruption in Washington, Rahm Emanuel, the former White House chief of staff, two-term Chicago mayor, and current U.S. ambassador to Japan, who is weighing a 2028 presidential bid, unveiled plans to prohibit leaders and staff across the executive, legislative, and judicial branches from participating in prediction market betting. The proposal, which Emanuel shared with reporters in Washington, would also create a dedicated division within the Department of Justice to investigate suspected betting tied to inside information. Emanuel said he was prompted to prioritize the issue after reports that people with advanced knowledge of national security plans may have profited from wagers placed before recent military moves involving Venezuela and Iran. Somebody clearly with inside information inside the government was making bets, made money, Emanuel said in an interview. He contrasted those suspected gains with the sacrifices of service members, saying, "You have fellow Americans, what I call the true 1%, the people that volunteer to serve the interests of this country and its national security. They're putting their lives on the line, and you've got somebody else sitting in his or her basement, placing bets on it." Emanuel framed the effort as part of a broader campaign to restore ethical norms in federal life. All of Washington has become so accustomed to this amorality and immorality, and nobody says anything, he said. Washington needs a good power washing. He told reporters he prefers Congress to pass legislation, but would consider executive action if lawmakers do not act. The proposal joins a string of high-profile ideas Emanuel has floated as he tests the political waters, including a suggested mandatory retirement age of 75 for federal office holders and limits on social media access for children under 16. Emanuel, 66, has been traveling through battleground states such as Michigan and Mississippi to press these proposals where he says they matter most to voters. Enforcement and legal questions. Prediction markets, platforms where users bet on the likelihood of political or world events, have grown and attracted scrutiny in recent years. Several platforms have faced regulatory attention from agencies, including the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the Department of Justice. And lawmakers have debated whether such markets resemble securities trading or constitute free political expression. Legal and enforcement experts say a blanket ban raises complicated questions. A prohibition that reaches family members and extends across three branches of government will require clear statutory language and robust enforcement mechanisms, said Karen Lee, director of a government ethics research center. You also have to reconcile privacy concerns and First Amendment considerations for certain types of political speech. Implementing Emanuel's plan would likely demand new definitions of what constitutes a prohibited market, standards for disclosing conflicts of interest, and penalties for violations. Establishing a DOJ unit focused on prediction market abuses could centralize investigations, but would need funding, interagency cooperation, and possibly new statutory authority to succeed. Politicians across the spectrum reacted cautiously. Some ethics advocates welcomed the proposal as a needed step to deter insider trading-style abuses. Critics argued it risks overreach and could be difficult to enforce, particularly when markets are run offshore or use novel blockchain-based tokens. If Emanuel pursues the idea in a 2028 campaign, it is likely to prompt detailed hearings on both the substance of any ban and its constitutional limits. For now, the proposal serves as a signal of the issues Emanuel intends to make central to his message if he seeks higher office, while adding to a growing debate about how modern betting markets intersect with governance and national security.